This won't end well for Illinois.
Here's a three. It ended well.
McCourt for the win. In the air. It is up. And it is gone.
Fourth and 16. Pressure comes. Emmanuel Bebe with the ball in the air. Makes the catch.
Hello, everybody, and welcome to another edition of Oski Talk. My name is Anthony Pasquale with Patrick Catazon. Happy Valentine's Day to you all. Hope you guys enjoyed the Super Bowl. We've got a lot to get into, so we'll get right into it on the front page. But first, we've got a new sponsor to announce. The Champagne Room has now joined Home Field, a premium college apparel sports brand located in Indianapolis. They have all sorts of cool clothing, vintage logos. They do a great job doing research to get back to old logos, old mascots. They get vintage designs, but make them comfort and modern. So it's very exciting. They're releasing an Illinois collection on February 19th. So we're all excited to get some of those clothes on. And new customers get 15% off their first purchase from Homefield with promo code CHAMPAGNEROOM in all caps at their checkout, homefieldapparel.com. So make sure you guys get to that. Pat, I'm excited to get some of that clothes.
Well, yeah, I love vintage clothes. So, you know, on the 19th, I'm going to be right there picking up some new Illinois gear.
Absolutely. So we'll get right into it now with the front page. Leading us off at the top of our show here, Illinois beats Northwestern 73-66 at home. On Super Bowl Sunday, it was a great game. Illinois up 14 at the half. In the second half, they scored just 29 points after putting up 44 in the first half. A way smaller output in that second half. Northwestern started shooting a lot better, and Illinois turned it over a boatload. But they end up winning the game mostly thanks to RJ Melendez. He had 14 points and 6 rebounds. Obviously, his best game of his freshman season. Kofi Coburn with a strong 19 and 15. And Alfonso Plummer, another really strong first half, helped him get to 19 points. So that's pretty much who led the way for Illinois. He got too close at times, but they ended up pulling it out.
Yeah, there was a pretty significant drought in that second half. They only scored 29 in the second half after putting up 44. So it gets close. It just came down to turnovers. Illinois could not turn over the ball. And it looked very similar to that Marquette game where it was just impossible to not turn over the ball. I think everybody got anxious on the floor and just forgot everything. Right. I mean, it was crazy to watch that happen. We have some problems right now that we need to figure out like ASAP. A lot of guys are going cold. Specifically Trent Frazier. Trent Frazier needs to get going. Like, we need him down the stretch against Rutgers away, against Michigan State away, when Ohio State comes here. Like, we need him to be good for those three stretches. And he's been playing fairly well on the road if you take away that Purdue game. But, you know, just a really bad stretch of turnovers and a couple guys not showing up quite as much as we would have liked them to.
Yeah, absolutely. I think that's a good point on Frazier. He has his games where he puts up 23, 27, but there's no like middle ground where he'll put up like a 14 or a 16. It's either up in the 20s or he's down like, you know, 5-7. But the good thing with Trent is he has been able to stay involved defensively, still holding Northwestern's Boo Booey to another very low output, just 8 points. But Trent really has grown for me in the assist category. I picked up another 6 assists on Saturday. Those were all huge. Andre Curbelo only played 16 minutes, but it was nice to see him get involved with a couple assists as well. Coleman Hawkins, some nice minutes defensively. They're going to need a lot of Coleman Hawkins this week against Rutgers. But, you know, you look at Northwestern, nobody's numbers really jump off the page. Chase Audige had 12 points, 7 boards. Pete Nance just 10 points. They did a much better job against Nance this time around. The only one who really went off was Ty Berry with 16, and it's because he had that stretch, I think, where he made three threes in a row right down the court. So I think Illinois did a pretty good job defensively. Obviously, it's hard when you're given Northwestern 20 extra possessions on turnovers, but Illinois still held them below 70 and comes away with a 7-point win. So defensively, I think the effort was there. Offensively, you can't be turning it over that much, especially not against a team Northwestern in the bottom half of the Big Ten.
Yeah, you definitely can. Shout out Casey Simmons. He made us pay on a couple times towards the end of the game and made it close for Northwestern. But you're absolutely right. When it gets late, like, you just got to keep on going to what was working. Like, getting into Kofi was working. The dude was having a great game. There was a couple times where they put him in. I felt like I can't remember who was on the floor with him, but they put him in a bad situation where he was like quadruple teamed, where they could crash on him. You got to space the floor better. Like, they're like, three guys is a lot for him, but four guys is impossible. He could back down three guys and score. Four, he can't. And he could back down two guys and score. And if you get him one-on-one, he'll score. There's just situations where I was like, come, like, run a play for him, like, get some motion so that he can get that better matchup. And they weren't doing that. They finally did that little play where he's able to back the guy up towards the free throw line, and it's a little bit of a jump stop easy bucket kind of the situation for him. That was working like all game. Why didn't go back to that when they were having those struggles was incredible to me. And I will say this too. I think Capello has to have Trent on the floor for most of his minutes, because when they're together, like, it works better, and he figures out he turns the ball over less. And I think just with another point guard, like, he feels more comfortable. So I don't know. They got to figure out what's going on with those two.
Yeah, and like you said, Illinois, 20 turnovers. The thing that bothered me was Coburn had six. But like you said, a lot of it kind of came from the way the situations Illinois put him in with some of the passes they gave him. They were able to just clown down on him and just slap the ball out of his hands and lead into fast breaks. Grandison also had three. Curbelo had four. So obviously not a very clean game. You expect them to hopefully clean that up before next time out. But yeah, when Curbelo's out there, I like Trent out there too, because that means Curbelo doesn't have to handle the ball the entire time, which, like you said, means less turnover. So it's still nice to see him getting more and more, you know, brought up to speed. I hope that minutes gets into the 20s and maybe close to the 30s, but right now it's in that 15 to 20 range. I like to see him pour a little bit more into the stat sheet and into the game, but you can tell his effort's been good. The 4 points, the rebounds, he saved a few from going out of bounds. So I like where Curbelo's at. Just need to see him grow a little bit more, and then I think this team's looking scary.
Yeah, I agree, and I will say this too. I think that Curbelo probably had more than four turnovers. I couldn't believe they only credited him with four. I think he probably had seven. And I think you take away some of the other turnovers from other players, specifically Coburn, for those. But I don't know. You win the game. A win's a win's a win. You move on. Now you got not Rutgers on the road.
Yeah, and you said it, a win's a win's a win. It doesn't have to look pretty. Illinois back in first place in the Big Ten. They're 11-3. Purdue is 11-4. They won twice this week, obviously beating Illinois and Maryland yesterday by just 1 point, but they lost to Michigan in the middle of the week.
Purdue?
Yeah, who did Purdue lose to this week?
Rutgers. It was Rutgers, and they almost lost to Maryland.
Oh. Yesterday. They lost to Rutgers, almost lost to Maryland. Wisconsin also lost this week as well to Michigan State. Michigan State now 1.5 games back. And Rutgers, who Illinois plays on Wednesday, lingering 2 games back. This Rutgers team is on fire, especially as of late. They've got a 3-game winning streak over ranked teams. They beat Michigan State by 19. They beat Ohio State by 2 and Wisconsin by 8. Those teams at the time when they played were ranked 13, 16, and 14. But when they played Illinois, Illinois destroyed them, winning 86-51. So obviously a different team than we saw then. Illinois, I think, still the better team. But this Rutgers team has kind of figured something out as of late.
Yeah, you kind of – if you're Rutgers, you take away – like if you take away 3 of your losses in the Big Ten, first of all, you're leading in the Big Ten, which is incredible. And I only say you take away those 3 losses because they have bad losses on their in their record. Like they lost to Northwestern right before that stretch by 1. You take that away. A Penn State blowout, get rid of that. And was the last one I wanted to bring up. What was it? Is this Maryland game? Take those 3 losses away. You're in the Big Ten. You're leading the Big Ten. They've had a really good season so far. And frankly, I think if you're the selection committee, you consider putting Rutgers in. They now have 6 top 20 or 4 top 25 wins. Like that's
they're in for me, I think.
They got a rough schedule down the stretch, though. They still have Purdue again, us, and Wisconsin. But they have Penn State, Indiana, Michigan. If you go by, like, traditional standards of, like, get to 21 games and you're pretty much in, like, they pretty much got to win 5 of their next 6, which is going to be extremely difficult. But I'm not saying they can't do it.
Yeah, the only issue for them is 3 of them are on the road, and they've been nearly unbeatable at the rack.
Right. Yeah, Wisconsin at home is awfully nice for them. But well, like I said, they also lost to Penn State earlier this year. I'm sure Michigan is trying to find their groove, trying to get in on the towards the end of the season. But yeah, back to Rutgers at the rack. I think that we are Rutgers letdown game.
We're their letdown game?
Yeah.
So they don't beat us?
So they lose because they beat 3 ranked teams ahead of us, which is incredible. Then we come to town at the rack to get 4 ranked win, top 25 wins would be incredible. And we blow them out. That's what I'm thinking is going to happen.
Okay. Yeah. I mean, the last time we played, we blew them out. 86-51 was the score. Plummer led the way with 24 points. Kofi had 13 and 15. DeMonte and Trent had 6. Coleman had 9. Grandison 16 off the bench. Goody and Melendez combined for 10. It was a game that Brandon Lieb got in. So, you know, obviously a big win. And on the Rutgers side of things, they defended Rutgers incredibly well. Only one player in double figures, and it wasn't Ron Harper Jr. It was Jaden Jones with 10 points. Ron Harper Jr. had just 5 points on 1 of 9 shooting. Is it Mulcahy?
Yep, Paul Mulcahy.
Mulcahy, 2 of 11 shooting. So that DeMonte Williams-Trent Frazier combo against your 2 best players is going to probably hold them low. Coleman Hawkins did an excellent job defending Harper Jr. in this game too. So you'd imagine Illinois should still be able to hold Rutgers to below 70 points. And then it comes down to, are you able to score over 70 points again? And I think they will. Rutgers is tough to beat, especially at home. They're a tough matchup for a lot of teams in the Big Ten, but I don't think they're that tough of a matchup with the guys Illinois has on their team.
Yeah. And frankly, we're a really tough matchup for them. Their spot up defender is Caleb McConnell, and he guards that bigger forward guy. So he'll guard Grandison or
DeMonte?
DeMonte or Coleman Hawkins.
Mm.
Probably DeMonte. So it's like it's for them. Like he's like one of the honestly, he's been a great defender this year. But he has no one to guard. He's got no one to guard in against Illinois. Like he's too big to guard a Trent Frazier or Andre Capello or a Alfonso Plummer. So we're a matchup nightmare a little bit for them as well. You know, Ron Harper Jr., you can't say enough about this guy. We guarded him great last time. Demonte did a fantastic job. He's just under. What's awesome about Ron Harper Jr. is he's such a big guy. You're almost like, oh, that dude's a forward for sure, but he's a guard. Like, he's a guard through and through. So guarding him is less scary than guarding a Pete Nance, to me.
Yeah.
So I think we'll expect something similar. I think we'll win this game by at least like 10 or 15. Excuse me there. A little background noise for you. I think we'll win this game at least by like somewhere between 10 and 15 points. They don't have a matchup. They don't have a matchup for Kofi either. Like, Amaru is good, but he's not amazing by any stretch. He's not a top five player in the Big Ten.
Yeah, that's true. I'm with you. So what's your score prediction?
We got Illinois winning this one. Let's go 75 to 62.
Okay, I like those numbers. I think Illinois wins this one as well. I'll also say I'll go a little less. I'll go like 72, 73 to 64. Almost a 10-point win, not quite. But Illinois is pretty much in control the entire time and withholds a late run from Rutgers to win. And that'll put them still in first place in the Big Ten. It would make them 12-3 heading into a weekend contest. What's next weekend? Ohio State comes to town?
Yeah, Michigan State at home or away, and then Ohio State comes to town.
Gotcha. So a lot coming up. Ranked teams, Illinois has to stay on track if they want to win this Big Ten. But right now, they control their own destiny, and they are in the driver's seat. So that's about as good as you can be right now.
Yeah, that's a nice place to be, for sure.
Before we let you guys go, we're going to switch gears into softball a little bit, as they had a really strong weekend in the LSU Tiger Classic over the weekend. There were a bunch of teams that got invited to this little tournament. Central Arkansas, LSU, South Alabama, and Illinois were the four that ended up there. And Illinois comes away with 4 wins, 4-1 on the weekend, including a 9-0 win over Central Arkansas and a 5-2 win over number 14 ranked LSU on Sunday. Bella Loya with a really strong game in that one. And Kelly Riono, 3 hits. And a run scored. And then a few other players drove in runs, Jalen Vickery and Megan Ward, to give Illinois the 5-2 victory over the ranked 14 LSU.
Yeah, great win for the squad. I'm so excited about softball this year. I'm shocked that we're not coming in ranked this year.
Me too.
They're good. I kind of figured we would be. You pick up an early ranked win against LSU. I know they dropped a game against them earlier, but nothing close to a blowout 4-2 game. They won the games they were supposed to. And Sidney Sickles cleaned up against LSU. Four innings pitched, 2 earned against number 14. That's pretty fantastic. And the ability to put up 15 points against a team like that is quite amazing. So, you know, congratulations to them on a great weekend. I was going to say this about Tyra Perry. And you know, when we get those emails like, oh, here's who Illinois softball is bringing in this year. It is incredible, like, the recruiting that Illinois softball does, because there are people from all over the country on Illini softball every single year. It's not just recruiting Illinois, Indiana. Sure, there are plenty of players from Illinois and Indiana, but like Sidney Sickles, for example, is from Indianola, Iowa. Like, you know,
yeah, that's a player that Iowa probably recruited hard, and Tyra Perry ends up getting her at Illinois.
Yeah, so it's every year with Tyra Perry. She's an incredible coach. She's pretty new. You really hope is here for a long time, because she's made Illini softball just so exciting. I'm excited to get out there and watch a game.
Yeah, absolutely. It should be exciting. I think I'm on the call for a few of those for BTN Plus, so that should be a ton of fun as well. But like you said, good start for them. The Illinois baseball team starts this weekend. They're in Texas playing Kansas at Corpus Christi, Texas. Kansas is a good baseball team too. Hopefully the baseball team can follow the softball team's lead and get off to a good start here in spring play. I'm not sure who's going to be pitching this weekend. I'll have to do a little bit more research, but I could imagine Cole Kirschberg and Riley Gowans will get some of the starts, but with four games to cover, you should see a lot of that pitching staff.
Yeah, definitely will. No, it's exciting though. I'm curious, Anthony. I haven't checked the baseball schedule, but are they doing a bragging rights as well? Because softball is doing bragging rights, and I know that's their first home game.
I'll check it right now. I know they have a few, you know, Illinois State, Bradley, Miami, Ohio, all come to town. I'm not sure if they play Mizzou. I'm looking here.
It looks like they do a bragging rights.
Oh, game. They do. They do March 29th in St. Louis.
That must be a bragging
rights game. They've also got some Tuesday games with Illinois State, Indiana State, Bradley, a lot of the local teams. So should be a fun season for them as well. Looking forward to them getting started this weekend.
But yeah, they're playing Notre Dame in Minneapolis at US Bank Stadium. That'll be fun.
Yeah, a lot to look forward to for this baseball season as well. And like you said, softball off to a great start. Hope to see them in the top 25 too. Speaking of the top 25, we don't know at the time of recording this where Illinois comes in ranked for this week. A win over Purdue a loss against Purdue and a win over Northwestern came into this week ranked 13th. I'd imagine they're somewhere around 14, 15, but we don't know quite yet because we're recording this before the poll gets released.
Yeah, I think they'll probably stay the same, actually, Anthony. Maybe move up to 13 or 15.
Yeah, something like that.
Not a big movement, not a real big deal. I mean, you lost to a really good ranked opponent who will actually be going up in the polls as well. So,
they lost too.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. No, they're going,
up.
Going down, but up in number. I don't know.
I get what you mean.
It makes no sense. I mean, this issue, it's like,
yeah, true.
Going up or down.
Right. But yeah, we'll see when that ranking comes out. But that'll do it for this edition of Oski Talk. We'll be back later in the week to recap the game against Rutgers and preview the upcoming ones against Michigan State and Ohio State. Make sure you guys check out Home Field Apparel as well this Friday when the collection drops. But for now, for Patrick, I'm Anthony, ILL.
I ain't I.